brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. Joel Skousen coming up in the next segment. We got Webster Griffin Carpley coming on. We're going to get into all this incredible police state, geopolitical news. All of it is coming up. Now, continuing here today, we're having the fourth annual Money Bomb, which is added treasure, as the Founding Fathers would say, to fund our info war against the globalists. You know, a couple of their Hellfire missiles cost $500,000 that they're dropping on people. And the government takes your money, forces you to then give it to their systems, which are given to offshore banks. They don't give you a choice. We give you a choice. If you want to give your money in a place where it has more bang for its buck than anywhere else, then it's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Or just go to InfoWars.com. There's a big giant banner on the top of the screen. You click on that, and it takes you over there to the site where you can donate on PayPal, credit card, you name it. Also, I was going to do a bunch of pen and inks and even some acrylic, and I got so busy I never did it. But during my two-hour break tonight when Mike Adams is doing the show, I'm gonna have him go over to Hobby Lobby or wherever and get me the art supplies. The problem is I know what I need. And maybe I'll just run over there and do some, just because it's an idea I've always wanted to do it, just some fast, quick paintings of different things, some political stuff, and then we're going to sell those on the eBay. There's a big link at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com to our eBay selection. It's got Tyranny Crusher 2. We've actually used this for more than 2 years. It says on the eBay we've been using it for 2 years. Actually, this was my spare. We've had this, I think, 5 years, and the other one got broken 4 years ago at the DNC when the MSNBC people attacked me with a knife. And it's all on video and cut it. So this is Tyranny Crusher 2. It's been used for 5 years off and on, totally in the last three and a half, 4 years. And it's signed by me, yours truly, Alex Jones. And it has the 2011 on it. And it says TC2, Tyranny Crusher 2 on it. And it's also got a pig on it that says In the Fed. And this is up there for bid right now on the eBay site. We got a bunch of other. We printed out a bunch of Obama Deception Fall of the Republic color printouts to cover the wall with them to shoot promo videos for the films. And they've hung here in the office for 3 years and a year and a half, respectively. We're now signing those. I'm signing those and pulling them down off the wall. So we're now pulling them down off the wall. We're going to be, I mean, whatever. Whatever raises capital so that I can hire four or five more people and buy some more equipment. And because, again, with the nightly news, I need to hire at least two or three more people to have a second string to be trained so that when people go on vacation, when things happen, so that we basically have that cushion. And it's not even a cushion you have to have or you go crazy. That's why I'm grooming Aaron into the nightly news some. Mike Adams also does a great job, comes in some and does it. I'm trying to get McBreen, who's a really smart, good guy, great reporter, to also do the nightly news sometimes. To where I'm doing it about four nights a week. Somebody else is doing it one night a week. Because I also then have a plan to start other shows. I want to start a shooting show, maybe even five nights a week, about the Second Amendment. I got all these ideas I want to launch. And if we build it, they will come. You have come. We've done incredible things. But in the face of this New World Order onslaught, I know that it is my responsibility to do even more. And that's what I'm doing. And you understand that. You resonate with that. You realize that. You want to be part of this incredible historical thing we're doing together. Donate today, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. But even more important, for this 27-hour transmission, get that link to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and send it to everybody and say, there is a 27-hour broadcast happening here. Or send them the InfoWars link that we've got as well. Because it's so important to get this out to people. It is so important that they know this is coming up. And we're already into the second hour of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Shh. survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the break pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into hour number two of the 27-hour live transmission. It's the fourth annual InfoWars.com money bomb to buy equipment and hire more personnel. You've seen the nightly news we've launched in the beta testing phase. Now we're going to start moving it into syndication to select cable and TV systems that want it. It won't be like a big national show on one big giant network. We'll have to deliver it here and there, but we've already got folks in different parts of the world and here in the U.S. ready to get it. Some TV stations are already grabbing the internet stream. Or downloading the higher quality file after it's over every night and airing it, like down in Houston, Texas. I need to create a whole list of where we're on as well. We have the syndicated radio show. We have the films we make. We have the news websites, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It has been my goal to start an internet TV network for a decade. And now you see it proliferating because the technology has gotten here. And we've been streaming this radio show out as a type of television show with videos and documents and articles and guests. But now we're moving even deeper into that with reporters, investigative journalists, people flying all over the country, doing dozens of interviews a month via Skype, several a month in person, traveling around the country. We are moving into the next level, and it's the book sales, the video sales, the sponsors that make this show possible. But also, listeners 4 years ago had the idea for a money bomb. And I was like, no, I'm just going to stay here at my little 4,000-square-foot office, make films, do the radio show. And they said, but they got all these people to pledge, and all these donations came in. So I said, okay, And that pushed us to do what we've now done and gave me the idea to really try to grow in the face of the globalists to give it all I can. And we've done that. You know, most revolutionaries rob banks to fund themselves. Well, I'm not a revolutionary. I'm a restorationist. I want our republic, the rule of law, common law, the Constitution that our forebears set up. I want that back. But I noticed when they were doing the money bomb 4 years ago, the COINTELPRO operative screamed with anger. Because it's not just attacking Alex Jones. The idea of patriots, constitutionalists, libertarians, Christians, giving money to anti-New World Order groups. That idea frightens the New World Order because they got all the rich and powerful to pull their money to set up world government. They got your tax money on top of Rockefeller money and on top of begging locally to fund all this NPR to push anti-gun, anti-family trash. They've set up their own system. They have United Way and others raise billions of dollars on 9/11 and then keep half the money and spend most of it on gun control. See, that's why the system screams in anger. Just like 10 years ago, you couldn't buy organic food anywhere. I'm going to Joel Scales in a moment. You couldn't buy organic food anywhere. Now, because people wanted it in the market, it's displacing the garbage. People won't buy milk now with the bovine synthetic hormone in it. You see, it's happening. We're voting with our dollars. When you spread the word about InfoWars.com, when you go to InfoWars.com and get the video links, because we're streaming all this out for free right now, the next 27 hours, and send that out to others. We sent folks to Bilderberg, and just on Justin TV, in 3.5 days, we had 3.5 million views on one little channel we just set up. Not just the 3 million that tune into this show every day, 3 million extra, just on one little internet system. Bill O'Reilly's the king of TV because he has 2 million viewers every night. They're paper tigers. That's my point. We've reached 300 million people in the last 2.5 years on YouTube alone. By the way, we've now caught them with Ron Paul and myself not letting our new videos be searchable, but Obama's are. Oh, yeah, there's something going on at YouTube right now. You can check it for yourself. There's all sorts of things going on that are very sneaky because the system's scared. They're coming out saying they want to start censoring the web. In England, they're calling for it. They have this piracy bill that even members of Congress say will end the web as we know it, in due process. They're getting ready to launch a false flag on the web to try to start cracking down on it more. It's all coming down. We need to energize the alternative media now more than ever. And quite frankly, I could probably run around and add more ads to the show and do stuff and fund our growth. But people like a chance to give. And the fact that the system is so scared of this and comes out of the woodwork when we talk about a money bomb and a taxes, that shows I need to be doing this. Perhaps more. Also, support our local AM and FM affiliates. If you're a local business, sponsor the stations I'm on. If you're listening to a local station, call them, thank them. Thank their sponsors. Put your money where your mouth is, like our founders did when they pledged their names, their honor, their treasure, their family, their sacred honor, all of it on the cause. All we're doing in the info war is saying, spread the word about us, support us, donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Got a lot of items up at eBay, too, and the auction that also support us. I'm going to add some more stuff there today. It's all at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, coming up in the next 47 minutes or so, we're going to get into Israel considers preemptive attack on Iran. Is this more saber rattling or they've hit Iraq before? They hit Syria 3 years ago, hit one of their nuclear facilities. In 81, they hit Iraq. Netanyahu's asking for permission right now in the cabinet. They're arguing about it. And I've got family in the military and others. They say they've been told it's going to happen, that Israel's going to attack and the U.S. will have to mop it up or have, you know, anti-missile cruisers in the area. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen. If we get the word out, we can stop it. I want to get Joel Scales' take on that. I want to get his take on the economy. I want to get his take on what's happening in the White House, fast and furious. This accelerated rollout of EAS alert. First-time takeover, November 9th, where the government's going to take over all the communications for the first time without stations voluntarily going over to it. I want to get into all of this with Joel Scalzen. But coming up, Scalzen, Tarpley, Albrecht, Norrie, Ike, Adams, Robert Scott Bell, so many others, Corbett, Tex Mars, we've got Jim Mars, Bob Chapman, Richard Reeves, Aaron Dykes, Fritz Springmeier, Paul Joseph Watson, and others. And we're going to premiere a Skull and Bones video here with Charlotte Lizardby. Never before seen. We aired part one earlier in the year. It took us this long to get it together and edit the new part. And it's stuff never before seen or heard, some of this stuff. Okay? I know Aaron's been staying up for 2 days to finish it. Point is, that's all coming up today, all here. And the free video streams are at InfoWars.com. Get them, get that out to everybody. That's how you can donate right there, is just spreading the word. And I see the donations are pouring in. Let me give you the number, then we're going to Joel. 888-253-3139. If you want to call in and donate, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We got eight people back there to take your calls. They're going to be there throughout the night. And I'm going to be up. I'm going to go to sleep at 2 till about 5. I'm going to get up, read more of the news at 5, take a shower and stuff, and then I'll be back, you know, on the air, of course, until the show ends tomorrow at 2 o'clock. That's 27 hours. But live overnight for those 4 or 5 hours, we're going to have Watson and Aaron Dykes with some guests. You don't want to miss that. So, again, 888-253-3139. It's the fourth annual InfoWars Money Bomb. The idea of the restorationists using the free market and your free will donating to build this. We're not like the government that takes your money and then bailout money and then gives it to MSNBC secretly. That's now come out. We don't do that. We're saying, if you believe in this, donate to us. Now, going to the balance of the hour and a little bit into the next, if we can do it, because Tarp is coming up at 8 after. We're joined by Joel Skousen, a political scientist by training. He, of course, was also a fighter pilot. We've gone over his bio many, many times here on air, and he is a world-renowned expert on strategic relocation, I guess bunker housing type systems. He publishes the World Affairs Brief. We also sell his book. It's one of our best sellers, Strategic Relocation, the latest edition with all color photos about safest areas in the country. And I've done my own research. I agree with his analysis. So JoelSkousen.com. And, of course, you can get that all at InfoWars.com. We're going to go to break here in about 3 minutes, Joel. Thank you for joining us during the Money Bomb. But out of all the things that are happening right now, just give us a brief summary overall of your take on what's happening. And then we'll come back, get into Iran, the economy, and more.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's really a privilege to be on this very worthy cause. And thanks for the call. Things are already starting to move rapidly. One of the key elements that I saw was this decision to pull out of Iraq when they had no intention of pulling out. They were really stymied by the Iraqi opposition, but I think this Iran war is going to be there. And it's the only reason I could see why they're pushing up all of this propaganda, which lets the Iranians know this is coming very, very soon, and sacrificing military secrecy, which normally accompanies a preemptive strike, so that it's a surprise. We'll talk a little bit more about the background I have on what I think the various parties are up to on this. But we are facing a major crisis right now in the economy because of the European debt situation. Greece has thrown a monkey wrench into the European debt resolution and bailout. The markets are responding extremely negative. And I think what's coming up that we really need to look at and talk about is what's coming up in November when the super committee brings out its report relative to the cuts that they're going to propose. I don't think Congress is going to be able to vote for those cuts. The automatic cuts will then trigger in. And I think this Occupy Wall Street movement, even though it's beneficial to our movement in the sense that it's attacking Wall Street, it is a leftist-based organization. And I think that they're going to trigger a great deal of extreme violence and other further unrest when these automatic trigger cuts come in. So far, they really haven't got the wherewithal to do a major escalation of these demonstrations until that November report comes out. So that's coming up this month.
Well, Joel, that's extremely interesting, and I concur with your breakdown. Let's go through all of this on the other side. We've got Joel joining us via Skype from his home. We may go to telephone here in a moment, though, because his audio is really, really low for radio listeners out there. But this is going to be important information, obviously, straight ahead. My sources are Israel is planning to attack Iran. And I said that 2.5 weeks ago. Now you see them openly saying they want to. So we're proven right again. And we'll get Joel's take on all of this on the other side. We could still stop it, though. Or we'll get Joel's take on it if he thinks we can still stop it.
Hey, guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Minutes into the next hour, that Webster Tartley joins us to give us his geopolitical perspective. Joel, so, wow, this is really news I don't like to hear because I respect your geopolitical analysis and view. Just to get it straight, you're concurring that they pretty much have green-lighted an attack on Iran. How long ago, B, were you aware of this? And then you were getting into what this means militarily to be announcing it and what the whole point of that is. So please continue.
Well, it's kind of an interesting story, and it's going to be the lead story on the World Affairs Brief coming out this Friday about this really difficult military decision. Now, this story has been green-lighted, or at least the attack on Iran has been green-lighted, clear back to 2004. We know that because there was a major break in security in an insider meeting in the city of London that I reported on in the World Affairs Brief, whereby one of the persons who wasn't supposed to be there at the meeting was inadvertently invited. And they talked openly about the fact of how displeased the globalists were that Israel had not gone forward in their strike on Iran, and that was clear back in 2004. So this isn't something new. But what's interesting, in 2007, the establishment had to reverse its attack on Iran. They had three carrier task force off of Iran ready to do it in the fall of 2007. You were covering that. I was covering that. And all of a sudden, they came out with a National Intelligence Estimate, the NIE, which said suddenly that Iran had dropped their nuclear program. They were no longer a threat. And people said, what's going on here? And, of course, this was because, I believe, and that was my analysis, that Ron Paul, who was the only Republican running in 2008 on a very strong anti-war platform that was gaining popularity fast, the United States knew that they couldn't do a preemptive strike on Iran without engendering a great deal of anti-war feeling in the United States that would accrue to the political benefit of Ron Paul. So suddenly, as soon as Ron Paul was defeated in the nomination process and really manipulated out of the show, suddenly the NIE reversed itself. So go figure. Obviously, they were back on track that Iran is now a threat, and they've been pounding that drum ever since. But we've never seen a crescendo of propaganda and war beating of the drums as we've seen in the last 2 weeks. Every mainstream newspaper is touting all of the Israeli stories about the things that you mentioned going on in the cabinet. This really isn't a matter of strain in negotiation with the cabinet. All of them are on board. And what's interesting, though, is that there's a bunch of propaganda coming out of the U.S. press about the trip of Leon Panetta to Israel, saying that he was going there to stop Iran from this. And that
You're
was
saying
that.
That's a show of deliberation, to act like they thought things through.
Absolutely true, and it's absolutely false, and so is the propaganda that Leon Panetta tried to stop this. He was going there to coordinate U.S. strategy. You go first, we'll come in and finish things up in a big way so that we can take the heat off of Israel.
But they'll need to stage something after. Well, I know I've had family sent to Kuwait. I've talked to others. They're being told Israel will strike, and I don't want to give up too many sources, but they're at least telling mid-level military people that it's on, and before the winter gets too deep. So that's why I said 2.5 weeks ago, I said within 2 weeks, then that's the danger zone. And now, of course, it's all over the news that they're going ahead with this attack. Joel, is there any way from your view to stop it?
No, I really don't believe so. The only thing that has stopped it up at this point is the failure to get to induce Iran to do or to succumb to a Gulf of Tonkin episode. They tried to do it a couple of years ago when the U.S. Navy went into the Gulf of Hormuz and had the Iranian speedboats harassing them, and they came on U.S. black operations on the radio on their frequency, speaking with Iranian people, speaking as if the speedboats were going to attack the U.S. Task force. And the U.S. commander didn't take the bait. He refused to attack the speedboats, and that's what saved us from the Gulf of Tonkin thing. At that point, what I think they're heading for now is coming up this next week is a new UN report. I think it's going to be very negative against Iran. It's going to build up the fact that their nuclear program is going forward. The U.S. will beat the drums for UN increased sanctions. They may try to get the cutoff of gasoline, which ends up being a similar act of war to what produced the Pearl Harbor attack on Japan when Britain cut off their sources of fuel and gasoline. To Japan. It's a very similar stress.
Joel, stay there. Long segment coming up. I concur with your analysis, unfortunately. I wish this wasn't what we're moving into. And so I want to look at if the strike comes, which is probably 95% chance now, barring a miracle, and we saw that with Fox Fallon refused as well, as you said, in 2007, 2008. Barring a miracle, then what's going to happen? What do you think the aftermath will be of that? How does China tie in? How does Russia tie in? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., and, of course, weeknights. That's not enough. We're back weeknights, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. Why, it's 2 hours long sometime. You know, soon I'm going to add a few commercials in and get it up to different network specs and button it down. But I'm actually enjoying this whole beta testing phase to figure out what I want to do with the show. I may even use the other set we've got built but hasn't been seen. I'm putting in another voiceover studio right now. I mean, I want to get more reporters. I want to get more hosts. I mean, I've got TV systems I can get on right now. The big dirty secret, though, is you get on a British satellite system. I've got one offering an hour show right now, years ago, offering again. You get on U.S. systems or Channel 2000-something on one of the dish systems. You might have 50,000, 100,000 viewers, maybe. If the show's been on for 6-7 months and people get used to it. Again, we have millions and millions a day, and it's growing through the internet and good old-fashioned AM and FM, but also XM, channel 166, which is a lot of people. So what's happening is basically I'm developing the TV show. I will package it for TV, you know, so it's formatted that way. And then we'll get it on this cable system, that system. And I think it'll probably end up reaching 4 or 5 million more people a week total if we get on a bunch of different systems. That's just a new audience. They need to be reached. But overall, it's about the investigative journalist teams. It's about the constant news and constant reports and condensing it down to 30 minutes or an hour a night. I haven't really decided yet. I'm leaning towards 30 minutes just so it's quick and easy, but has all the information people need. More of a discipline type format, which is hard for me to do, obviously, because I love knowledge and love information. But we're doing all of this because of you. So if you haven't donated yet at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, please do today. Again, NPR gets government money and then begs for money. And nobody says that's wrong. But when people that are patriots do it, there's this system-wide stigma because they're scared of good people giving and pooling our resources together. Look at all the other people I bring on as a platform, all the other activist groups and organizations and the systems we've helped launch, from We Are Change to Ron Paul saying half his first-run support came from this show. He said that here on air 4 years ago. This is an important platform. It's not perfect. In fact, I don't have a high view of myself at the end of the day. I mean, I know we're all fallen creatures, but the message is what is important. Be part of this fourth annual Money Bomb. Help us get the new crew we need, the expanded crew, 3 or 4 more people. Help us, 5 people if we can afford it, and help us get the extra equipment we need to actually syndicate the show now. And by the way, the free streams are at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Right now, you can go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, and there's the mainstream from our system that's high quality. We've got the backup systems on Justin TV, Ustream, and other systems that are moderate quality. It's all there right now. Get that link out to everyone you know. Since we started the show an hour and a half ago, we've raised an additional $20,000. It's up to $74,000 right now. We need to go all the way to the top, $500,000 to hire the 4 or 5 people and to buy that equipment and to not have to eat into our emergency reserve. To expand everything like I've done, I've had to eat into our reserves where this company barely has any reserves now, which I don't like to do. But everything's coming down right now, and it's just going to get crazier. So the banks can't be trusted. So instead of having 4 or 5 months of backup, we've got like 2 months of backup. So I wasn't even going to do a money bomb until I was being attacked a few months ago. And I realized, you know, the system is attacking me for doing this because they're scared of it. We should do this. But I'm going to shut up now and try to give Joel Skousen the floor, joining us from his home via video Skype. Joel Skousen, again, fighter pilot, a decorated, I think a Marine Corps fighter pilot. I haven't scanned over his whole bio today. Worked in so many areas. Is, of course, uncle Cleon Skousen wrote really some of the original handbooks that did accurately map what the globalists were up to, this whole crony anti-free market system. But, Joel, you were getting to the critical juncture here that you believe they are. I mean, obviously, they're flaunting it publicly. So this isn't just some political saber-rattling to make Iran back off? I mean, is that what you're saying? They're about to fuel the reactors in the next 2 weeks. When would you expect, and from your sources, what are you hearing is going to happen in the strike? My family, others, and of course, public sources as well have said the U.S. is planning that once Iran is hit, to, quote, back it up, as you said, finish it off, out of Kuwait. Give us your details on that, and then from bad to worse, the ramifications of this. What you think is going to unwind, and why the global elite are doing this? Is it more about a diversion for the new Bank of the World, Vatican calling for Bank of the World, calling for a global currency? I mean, as you said, the quickening is happening, but you've said you believe it really gets crazy in the next 10 years out. So if this is just a birth pain, my God, what's coming next? So kind of cover that spectrum. You've got the floor.
Thanks, Alex. Let me give some background here. This is there are two major agendas in this globalist vice that is squeezing the world. One is going to be military. Military is able to conjure up the worst propaganda in terms of false patriotism and get even conservatives to go along with what the government wants. And squeezing people financially does another thing. Those are the two primary thrusts of the New World Order: military squeezing of people to give them power to resolve military conflicts, and then squeezing them financially with a massive catastrophe that they themselves created and giving them the power then to so-called resolve it. I'll cover the economy later, but let's go to the war conservative movement. It's been well documented on your show and your researchers as well as mine that strategically this war in Iran is the reason why the United States government, black operations and everything, had focused on Iraq, attacking Iraq and attacking Afghanistan even before the false flag 9/11 operation. Those were the two nations they wanted to go into. Why? One of the reasons is, well, it's not only to capture Iraqi oil and to continue to aggravate the Muslim world by entering Pakistan and Afghanistan, but ultimately there was going to be a pincer movement on Iran. Iran is a huge pot of oil. Iran is a huge power structure, both military and intellectual, in that area of the country. And what we're seeing is the scissors play coming out. We've got Afghanistan to the east of Iran, and you've got Iraq to the west. Both are full of military bases and military personnel. We're at the perfect squeeze movement, except that the U.S. is facing the loss of the bases in Iraq at the beginning of the next year. And I think that is why they pushed up this schedule on Iran, because they've always intended to build these huge five major bases. There's 14 total bases in Iraq, but the five major bases were built and oversized specifically for what's coming up on attack on Iran. And that's why I think they've had to raise the schedule. And as I said, that's the reason why they sacrificed military secrecy in order to justify this in the amount of, in the public eye. There's a tremendous anti-war sentiment in the United States because of the budgetary problems. Ron Paul's message is resonating with people. We cannot afford another trillion-dollar war. So they've got to have a major excuse to pull this off. And as I said, I think they're going to work through the UN. They're going to work through increased sanctions, gasoline cut off of Iran to try to get Iran to react militarily. I don't think this is going to happen. I think Iran has decided they're going to wait for a preemptive strike so that they've got the appearance of non-aggression on their side when they retaliate. Here's how I think this is going to play. Oh, let me just first of all cover Russia and China's view in this, because a lot of people are focusing on the fact that Russia and China are both still sending over a great deal of military technology to Iran.
And they've decried this report that they've already seen that comes out next week claiming Iran secretly developing nukes.
That's correct. So, but as happened in Iraq, and it's very important that even though Russia was military supporting Iraq, during the first Gulf War, they were sending in transport airplanes with military reinforcements during the entire, and they weren't touched by American pilots. They're still going to play that game as if we're going to support you, Iran, but I don't think they will. I think they're going to pull out and let Iran fall to this attack. So I don't think we're going to be able to. They're going to support them in the UN. They're going to veto any sanctions, but they're not going to support Iran when it
comes
to
military. Well, I tend to agree, because there's actually been, for those that don't know, historically, a lot of enmity between the Russians and the Iranians.
Well, and that's because the Iranians don't want to be controlled by either the Chinese or the Russians, and the Russians don't like that, and the Chinese don't like that. But nevertheless, there's a longer-term agenda here that's very important, and I made this point on previous shows. This is not going to lead to the World War III scenario that I'm predicting, the nuclear war that Russia and China are preparing for long-term. They're at least 10 years out on that. But they must prepare the world for the image that the U.S. is the bully of the world. Every time they allow the United States to come in and wipe out a nation like Iraq, take over and oppress it, and Afghanistan, they gain points in the world. They create hatred against the United States. We ourselves are creating that hatred by our intervention. This is building the excuse for this great war that they're planning, and I think that explains why North Korea is being pampered while Iran is being attacked. North Korea is being carefully kept in position as a nuclear power, as a trigger for World War III. And as I say, I think that's a long-term off. But the important point is to realize that Russia and China have a real purpose in allowing the U.S. to come in and devastate Iran. And here's how I think it's going to play out. I think the Israel is going to do a preemptive nuclear strike, not nuclear strike, but preemptive conventional strike on nuclear facilities, just enough to trigger Iranian retaliation. weapons. I think they're telegraphing a message to Iran, don't even think about throwing any big weapons at us, or we'll retaliate with missiles. But we have to remember that it is my analysis that this exchange between Iran and Israel will lead, first of all, to an American intervention, and that intervention will be massive. I think the caretaker facilities in the Iraqi bases will immediately be downloaded from U.S. Troops in the United States, and will start to launch a massive interdiction in Iran if they retaliate at all, or in the least, either to Israel or to U.S. bases in Iraq. But the U.S. retaliation will be more than just the nuclear facilities. Just as they went into Libya on false pretenses of humanitarian action, they went into physically interdict militarily. They're going to do this in a way that we haven't seen before.
And they'll trigger all of their disruption rebel groups and then call that the opposition. That's their new model. It's really almost like the Soviet model, where they would, Eastern Europe would foment terrorist groups, then call them the legitimate government, then the Russians would roll in. I mean, this is really almost a Red Army type tactic, like we saw in the 40s, 50s, 60s. But now expanding on that, what was it, just 4 years ago, they purposefully leaked in even Time magazine the two different U.S. plans of what they're going to hit in Iraq. And one of them was hundreds of sites. The other was thousands, their entire infrastructure, their bridges, their airports, their power, anything, quote, that could aid the military, their entire infrastructure, bombing it to the Stone Age. I mean, what a humanitarian crime that will be. Why, Joel, would they put out the different attack plans? And what's the point of putting the attack plan out today?
Well, they're not really putting out the detailed attack plan. I personally think, for example, that Israel has a problem in that it wants to avoid going over Syria. Syria has serious Russian anti-aircraft missile batteries. And so that's why Israel has gotten permission from Saudi Arabia to overfly their nation. They're going to take the southern route over to Iran, overflying Saudi Arabia, and trying to thread the needle down between Jordan and Egypt so that they don't get into trouble or try to trigger any wars by these strikes that are going out there. But I think what's going to happen, they're going to have that preemptive strike using the bunker-busting bombs that the U.S. has recently transferred to Israel on the nuclear facilities. There'll be a retaliation against U.S. and Israeli targets. And then I think all hell's going to break loose in the Middle East. I think that's going to be the trigger event that Syria, Lebanon, and Egypt will all universally join forces and launch. But Israel, the worst nightmare they could face is the barrage missile attack. You know, there's over 3,000 missiles aimed at Israel and these other three countries around them. And if they launch them in barrages, the aero anti-ballistic missile system that Israel has will simply be overwhelmed. It might be lucky to take out a dozen of those incoming missiles, but hundreds and hundreds of them will fall on Israeli targets. And, of course, this will generate tremendous backlash patriotism around the world on behalf of Israel, and the U.S. will use it to join forces. I completely agree they're going to follow the same pattern as they did in Iraq. They're going to devastate infrastructure to bring Iran to its knees. They do not want to have to occupy Iran. We don't have the troops. There's no tolerance for occupying Iran. So they must bring it completely to the knees so that the Iranian government simply gives up and lets the New World Order impose its will upon Iran without occupation. And that's the difference between now and Iraq.
Now, we know the Iranians 20-something years ago, when they had Tinker Toy weapons compared to what they have now, put up an incredible seven-year fight against Saddam and the full U.S. backing, and over a million of them died. I mean, looking at the different profiles of the Iranians, and there's 80 million of them instead of 25 million Iraqis, I mean, this is probably going to get super nasty.
The U.S. attack plans plan to fight this war at a suitable distance, specifically because of this vastly increased Iranian arsenal. You are not going to see any of our ships go into the Straits of Hormuz until we have devastated first all of the naval assets of Iran, which have potent sea skimming missiles, which could be devastating. And Iran does have long-range missiles, medium-range missiles that can reach Israel and can reach naval forces. So the U.S. is going to do a stand-back attack, a long distance attack, until they
certainly. But what about the proxy forces, Hezbollah, other sleeper cells? I mean, that's the Iranian tactic, is going to be not just missiles, but they're going to undoubtedly turn loose asymmetrical squads in Israel and other areas. I mean, all hell is going to break loose.
Absolutely. We're going to see a total Hezbollah attack into Israel. We're going to see a crossing the border. Israel's going to have its handful, especially with missiles raining down. I think Syria's going to unleash all of their missiles. And they have ground forces. They have tanks. This is going to be a massive Middle East war, in my opinion. It's not going to end soon, and it's not going to end easily. It's not going to be like a cakewalk that relatively Iraq was for U.S. forces.
Yeah, I've talked to military people I know who are usually, oh, it's no problem. For years they've said, we don't want to attack Iran, and now they're really concerned because they realize this is going to be a big, nasty war. And the Iranians aren't going to give up, and I think the people that think that they're going to bomb them and then they're going to have an uprising of, you know, the young people right. that want to listen to rock and roll, that's not going to happen. When their own country's bombed, most of those peaceniks are going to end up joining the mullahs.
Absolutely. There's going to be a tremendous patriotic rebellion against the West, against Israel in Iran.
All right, well, let's come back, Joel, in the next two short segments with you. Wow, I can talk to you all day. We really appreciate you joining us. And get your view on why they're doing this now. Obviously, for the political distractions for this new Bank of the World being set up that the Vatican and others are talking about. Joel Skousen is our guest. World Affairs Briefs, his website. We'll tell you the website when we come back.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing for a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
We are fueling our tanks right now to launch another attack on the New World Order and the Info War. And the pen is mightier than the sword. That's why when the globalists weren't ready for this to be public 3 weeks ago, they attacked me big time when I said they were greenlighting the attack on Iran. Because they don't want you to have a debate about that. They just want to sell you the propaganda. But it did basically blow up in their face, that fake Iranian thing with the used car salesman that came out and turned out to be fake. They don't care. They're moving along with this new report that they're developing nukes. If you want to learn about strategic relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition, we sold out of this for a while, but we've got it back in. It's available at InfoWars.com. Joel Skousen's excellent book. And purchase of books, videos, not just, you know, only supports our operation, but the authors themselves. We've also got a deal because of all this stuff coming down where I'm selling our bumper sticker packs at cost. This is at cost. It was $25 to get the 25-pack of bumper stickers. Now it's $5.95. That's at cost. We've got the patriotic Don't Tread on Me flags. We've got the Alex Jones Essential Special, five of my best films for $24.95. We have the Alex Everything Special. How many films is that? It's like 12, 13, 14 films. You can go look it up. Normally $349. It's $99.95 right now, the Alex Jones Everything Special, all of my films. So that's available as well. And don't forget InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We only do this once a year. And we fight back against NPR and the rest of them by saying, hey, why not donate to help build our larger media operation? We're not just doing a radio show here, but the films, the news websites, all of it. Going back to Joel Skousen, Joel, I was getting into the point of why are they doing this? We've talked about it looks like they're going to do it. This is what will happen militarily. But why is the establishment doing it right now? I mean, clearly it's because they're openly bringing the world into global receivership, announcing the Bank of the World, the global currency, or at least the beginnings of it, or are there other factors?
Personally, Alex, I do not believe that the global currency is anywhere near in the offing. They keep talking about it's going to take years of talk. You just don't have enough money creation power in the world to replace what the dollar has spewed forth around the world. We've spread our inflation. It's 100 times larger than any other currency.
Sure. Why launch the war now, then?
Well, I believe the war is being launched now specifically because their major kingpin in this pincer attack on Iran is losing the bases in Iraq. They want to move this before they actually have to go through with the Iraq withdrawal. I've been predicting this for years, that the U.S. would do anything to keep from having to abandon those bases there. And I think this is why it's happening. It's a short-term approach. They've been trying to get this Iran attack off the road in a long time, and that's why they're beefing up the propaganda. But that attack, I think, is going to go forward regardless, even if they have to do it completely, preemptively. And that's why Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, keeps beating the drums about Iran is our biggest threat, and that threat is growing.
And by the way, that'll help him politically. And also the neocons have told Obama, do this, and we'll stop attacking you.
That's right. And, of course, it's not going to happen. But remember the big picture here is that war is the only thing that's really going to give us a new world currency. There is no mechanism to voluntarily replace with a basket currency or anything else. I've explained that in my World Affairs brief. You can't have an EU type of agreement between the basket of currencies to inflate at a uniform rate. The dollar people will not agree to it. The Chinese will not agree to it. There isn't any currency that anyone will agree to any fixed rate of inflation because everybody needs to be secretly inflating. That's the only game in town, and they can stretch this out, believe it or not, for another 8 to 10 years, I believe.
All right, Joel, stay there. We're going to come back with five more minutes with you. Wish we had more time. And Webster Tarpley's coming up, and we'll take some calls then. WorldAffairsBrief.com is Joel's website. We're going to be broadcasting for 27 hours straight. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.